Be still and know. Back in 604 BC, a Chinese sage named Lao Tzu made this significant remark: "Do not confine the people within too narrow bounds." The point is one of vital importance to the well-being and peace of nations, also to that of families and individuals as well. Man does not like to be cramped. People want breathing space in their living quarters and the size of their city lot, even in the automobiles they drive. But as columnist John R. Gunn writes, living room is not altogether a matter of territory and space of the size of one's house or lot. If you want plenty of living room, you must look beyond the narrow bounds of your own life and seek it in the lives of others. The man who lives in the narrow cabin of self is doomed to a cramped life. Naturalists affirm that the size of the fish found in Central Africa is subtly influenced by the dimensions of the lakes in which they live, the same species being larger or smaller in proportion to the scale of their habitat. Living in the small world of self, men dwindle and wither. Living in the lives of others, one enlarges the range of his interest, the sphere of his life, and so makes for himself larger living room. The human spirit requires room for a healthy life. In proportion as you give of yourself in helpful service to others, you create just that much more living room for your spirit. Moreover, your own heart is kept wholesome and sweet by the kindly and generous things you do for others. Be still and know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Isaiah: "The place is too strait for me. Give place to me that I may dwell.